And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We got on the line here, President Galen. I say President Galen Hall. Dr. Galen Hall, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Phil. I appreciate you having me on your program this evening. It's a good opportunity to explain what I've been engaged in here the last several years.
Well, here is the thumbnail. You take pictures. You were out at the football game on Saturday afternoon?
Was out at our university football game. We were playing South Nevada, and I was taking pictures there, as I do. And I was approached by, got a lot of dirty looks, Phil, who give you the bottom line on that. And I was not appreciative of that. I'm an academic, you know me. I'm a college professor. I've got 3 honorary doctorates. And it begins to grate on the nerves and insults an individual to be approached by a parent to say, "Why are you taking pictures of my daughter?"
What do you say to them?
I say to them that I am taking these pictures of your daughter that are for my own personal use. I'm not going to be putting them on the internet. I'm not going to be looking at them in a lascivious way. I put them in an album. And they are an artistic, I guess you could say it's a hobby, Phil. Nothing more than that.
What did the one gentleman say to you? You said he said something rather specific.
Yeah, well, one of these chaps came up to me and said, unless I know what it is you want to do with those pictures, I'd rather that you not take them of my daughter. And I said to him, well, that is your right, I suppose, to ask that of me, but I don't know that I'm legally bound.
All right, I will ask you this, Dr. Hall. Why do you take pictures of girls? Now, these are girls aged what?
These are girls aged anywhere from 5 to 10 years of age. They are beautiful young ladies. They're I photograph them, and I put them in an album. Now, I also have taken, even though these pictures don't show up on the internet, these pictures are not emailed to anyone.
You don't share these with anybody?
No, sir, I don't. I've even taken to, just as a precaution, even though I don't have to, I take a little piece of black electrical tape, and I will put it across the eyes of each one of these girls, so that even though the photographs are not going on the internet, as some of these people will do, I suppose, making a promise to to anyone and everyone, I'm just not going to do anything with these pictures. Now, this chap says to me, well, I don't want you to take a picture of my daughter. And I said, well, there's really nothing you can do about it. And I, you know, walked away because I didn't want to engage this guy any longer. Now, I would challenge you, and I certainly would challenge any one of your listeners, Phil, how many college professors and college presidents and men with honorary doctorates and men who have been in the academic world for over 30 years, how many of them are perverts who take photographs of little girls and have been arrested by the police or have been part of anything even associated with that? I would dare say I don't know of any.
But it doesn't mean that it can't happen.
Well, it does.
It doesn't mean that it can't happen. It also doesn't mean that a parent who sees somebody taking a picture of their child doesn't get a little squeamish.
Because we live in a society of suspicious people. That's not necessarily my fault, you see.
Well, it keeps coming back to this question. Why do you take pictures of little girls?
You see, I shouldn't really have to answer that question, though, because it is beside the point. It's irrelevant.
It's simply a hobby that you have, and that's just all the explaining you want to do.
That's all the explaining I want to do, yes. And I know that it looks suspicious.
It looks suspicious, Dr. Hall, from a couple of standpoints. Number one, your wife died when?
Gloria's been gone for 3 years, Phil.
All right.
Are you saying because I'm a widower, this is even more inclined to be something that's lascivious? Or
well, no, but I mean, a man that lives alone, and then you go out at the...
This was a football game. It was on our campus.
Okay, so it's on your campus, and you're at the football game. Now, what did you have, a digital camera or something?
I had a little digital camera, yes, a Canon. And I was standing near one of the tailgate areas where the students and some of the parents get together. And as you know, there's a lot of the families are there, and I saw a lot of girls there. And it was a good opportunity to get some snapshots.
All right. You know, you're not putting them on the internet. You're not doing it. You put them in an album?
I save them and put them into an album, yes.
Do you look at them?
On occasion, yes, I do.
And you say you take a little piece of black tape and put them over the eyes, even though no one's going to see them?
Yes, because let's say, for whatever reason, because we're living in an increasingly police-style state, the police decided to apprehend or to confiscate this material, I can show them that I've got a piece of black electrical tape across the eyes.
So you've got albums and albums of pictures of little girls, and as you turn page after page, it's little girls with black electrical tape across their eyes, so you don't recognize them.
That is a precautionary move in case police want to confiscate this. But even if I didn't put the black electrical tape across the eyes, there's nothing in the photographs that is dirty. It's simply a hobby of mine.
Forgive the question, but they're not in any kind of a state of undress.
No, it's the clothing that they're wearing.
Okay, can I ask you what kind of clothing that is?
Well, I would love to answer that question, but now you're going to use that as a wedge into some kind of an argument that I'm doing something wrong.
Well, no, I'm not. What kind of clothing are they wearing?
They're wearing the clothing they were wearing when I took their picture.
Which is what?
A lot of them are in shorts. A lot of them are in a bathing suit.
At a football game?
Well, because it was a very hot day yesterday. You see, but that's beside the point. The point is, I've got every right in the world to take pictures of little girls if I'm not putting them on the internet, if they're not pornographic, if I'm not sharing them with people, if I'm not selling them. And I think the suggestion that I, and again, I've been 30 years in the academic world, would be any part of a kind of internet pervert ring is insulting to me. And the father that asked me, unless I know what you're going to do with those pictures, I'd rather you not take them. I had every right in the world to say to him, you know what? It's none of your business.
All right. The number here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Galen Hall from the University of Renmont is with us. You're the university president there.
Well, I do mostly on the board now, Phil. I'm not as active as I was, as I'm getting up in years. But, yes, I'm still active with the board.
All right. Does this bother you that perhaps the college has the college said anything to you?
Well, the college doesn't know anything about it, really. It hasn't been made an issue of. It only started to be an issue yesterday when this father approached me as I had the camera there, and I was taking a picture of his daughter.
I wonder why. So he didn't just want the kid's picture being taken?
Well, he said to me, why are you taking a picture of her? She's walking away from you. And I said, it doesn't make any difference. And he said, well, it does to me. And I said, well, I'm not selling them. I'm not doing anything with them.
Have you talked to any police officers about this?
No, why would I do that? I don't want to appear guilty if I'm not guilty. And I am not guilty. And,
All right, let me get back to my original question. The university, they haven't heard about this. Do you ever worry that your hobby is going to get you in trouble with the school?
Well, Phil, I'm basically beyond retirement age. I've already sort of passed my full-time tenure with the university, so to put it in a nutshell, I don't really care. I've given my life, my blood, and my sweat to that school with varying degrees of compensation. Sometimes it seems like they appreciated it, and other times they just as soon stick you in a can and leave you on the street, you know. But I would say that I enjoy that school. I gave 30 years to the university. It's a prestigious institution. I've written a great many papers. And I think that I have done in my life enough good academic work not to be looked upon as some kind of an internet freak who wants to take pictures of little girls for his kicks. That's not what it's about.
I talked to a guy once that liked to go to amusement parks by himself. And there was nothing perverted about the guy. He just liked going by himself, and a lot of parents didn't like that. You feel you're, like, in the same sort of situation?
Well, I don't know about that. I think that it's just something I like to do, and I will do it for as long as I can. And when I die, those photographs, of course, will be sealed with me, as I have indicated in my will.
And Well, wait. You're going to take these photographs and do what?
Well, Phil, I guess this is going to kind of make me seem a little weird, too, but I want those photographs sealed in my crypt with me. That's part of my will, my last will and testament.
Now, can I ask you why?
You can put it down to the proclivities of a very strange old man if you want, or you can say that that's just kind of the way I want it, but there's nothing illegal about it.
You want all of these albums of pictures of little girls that you've taken?
Yes, sir.
To be put into your crypt?
Yes, our family mausoleum at Forest Lawn, and I want them to be sealed in with me.
See, that to me is weird.
I would expect you to say something like that. I would expect most people to say something like that, but I'm in violation of no law.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Galen Hall is a well-known academic from University of Renmont. He was the president there for some 30 years. Has been taking photographs of little girls between the ages of 5 and 10 and keeping them in private albums for a number of years. He doesn't feel like he's doing anything wrong. He doesn't share them on the internet. He doesn't sell them. They aren't naked. They're not pornographic. They just happen to be pictures that he likes to take. These albums he feels belong to him. And he has it in his will that when he dies, they're going to be sealed in his coffin with him. Now, one of the fathers, a picture that he took of a girl on Saturday, aroused the interest of a father who said, "I'd like to know where that's going before you take it." And Mr. Hall, or Dr. Hall, turned and walked away from him. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This sort of falls into some kind of a netherworld, some kind of a gray area between weird and hobby. And I don't quite know what to say. And, of course, the doctor uses his standing as a member of the academic society as his defense. 1-800-449-8686. It's Halloween here, 2005, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
That's my point of view, you see. But that always hangs people up.
All right. We're back with Dr. Galen Hall. Dr. Hall, a former president of the University of Renmont, longtime academic. Your field of study was English and history, correct?
English, history, Phil. I was also head of the archaeology department for about 6 months when Dr. Blanchment died. But it's been a great run.
All right, but we don't have you on the air tonight because of your career as a college professor or president. We have you on the air tonight because you were had an encounter with a father on Saturday. You're taking pictures of his daughter. You go out and take pictures of little girls, you say between the ages of 5 and 10, and you keep these photographs. They are yours. You don't put them on the internet. You don't sell them. They're not pornographic.
They're not pornographic, and they're mine. They're my photographs. No one can take them from me.
But you fear the police may come in. That's why you put little black strips of electrical tape across the eyes?
Yes, so that I can show the police officers these kids have no identity.
And then the other thing is that when you die, you want these albums of photographs of these kids to be sealed in your coffin with you.
That is correct, yes. Now, you show me the law that says that's illegal. And I dare say if you do, I'll say you wrote it yourself about 2 minutes ago because it doesn't exist, sir.
All right, our number is 1-800-44. So if a parent comes up to you and says, don't take a picture of my kid, what do you say?
Well, I'll say what I said to that father. I'll say, you know, with all due respect to you, it's none of your beeswax, you know, to put it in a colloquial phrase. You know, it's really none of your being what I do. What I do, I have a picture of her, and I want to go home with it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Becky is on the line from Texas. Becky, hello. Go ahead.
It's Jackie.
Oh, Jackie. I'm sorry, Jackie. Go ahead.
When I go to bed tonight, I'm going to pray for this man because he's just wrong.
Nonsense.
He's crazy.
Oh,
I mean, he's
nonsense.
Like, he is one step away from a molester, taking pictures of girls that he doesn't know, blackening the eyes, and he wants to be buried with the pictures.
If it's not illegal,
it should be.
I'd like to challenge the caller to tell me why should it be illegal if it's not. What am I doing that's wrong?
That is just twisted.
Well, twisted is one thing, and illegal and dangerous is another. Now, I don't think it's twisted at all to have a hobby. Do you have a hobby?
I have lots of hobbies,
right,
but
would you mention to me one of your hobbies?
Why little girls?
Mention to me one of your hobbies, please.
fly fishing.
What is that here?
Fly fishing.
Fly fishing.
We go on medical mission trips.
Do you know that I could turn fly fishing into a perversion?
Well, how are you going to do? How do you do that?
I'm sure the man that's talking could. Like I said,
excuse me, ma'am. Any normal person could say fly fishing is perverted and involves bestial sex.
No, you could not say that. How could you even get that?
Well, what is she getting out of what I'm doing? You see?
Why would you want to take pictures of a little girl? Do you have grandchildren? Do you take pictures of them and blacken their eyes?
My wife and I never got married. I mean, we never had children. We never got married. I guess that was a Freudian slip. No, we never had children.
Thank the Lord.
Well, you can say whatever you want. There's an old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones. Words, they can never hurt me.
It may not be illegal, but it should be.
Well,
parents need to watch out for people like you.
When you're at your
football games and you're out trick-or-treating, watch for men like you because you're one step away from a molester.
Well, then, Jackie, you get to go out fly fishing, gut the fish open, and then what do you do with it once it's open like that?
We don't kill the fish. We put the fish back in the water.
I would not kill
a living thing.
No, you just torture it.
No, I don't.
That's torture, don't you think?
No, that's not
pulling
torture.
The animal
the
from the water.
Hurt at all.
And, oh, how do you know? It's gasping for air as you hang it up there and go, look at what I caught.
I've never had a dead fish before.
No, but it's torture. Look, this is an academic.
Subject. It's totally different.
That you're a professor of a college is scary.
Ma'am.
And I only hope that people hear the show and watch you and...
Well, ma'am,
when you're taking pictures of their little girl.
They can certainly do that, but they can't keep me from having those scrapbooks buried with me in my sealed crypt.
What state are you in?
I live in the state of California, ma'am.
State of California. Would you mind telling me what town?
Not at all. I live in Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, California.
Yes,
I'll have to do some research in the morning.
Well,
this
you can research
very,
all you want.
Very disturbing.
I'm simply saying that I have every legal right to have those scrapbooks sealed in my mausoleum with me.
All right.
Let me say one more thing, and I'll let you go.
Go ahead.
I just got back from a medical mission trip where we were in a country where you cannot drink the water. I mean, there are so many horrific things there with all the wonderful things we have in the United States. If you have that much time on your hands, please look into helping other people. Don't spend your time doing what you're talking about.
Well, wait a minute. What I do with the photographs, I make collages of them that I can enjoy.
Like I said.
A collage of a lot of little girls.
Yeah, that is correct. See, the two of you have got a sicker mind than me because you both keep going to sex, and I don't.
No.
Yes.
Why blackening the eyes? You're afraid that what you're doing is illegal.
No, I blacken the eyes so that the police can see that I'm not trying to use the identity of these kids. I don't want any trouble from people like you, that's all. When you kick the door of my home in at 3 in the morning.
Well, she's not saying anything like that. She's just saying that she feels it's kind of twisted and weird.
I have three children. One of my oldest child is disabled, and someone like you scares me to death.
Well, I'm not going to take a picture of a kid in a wheelchair, I can assure you.
He's not in a wheelchair.
Why not?
He's not physically handicapped. He's mentally handicapped.
Well, does he walk with a little bit of does he walk sideways?
Or no.
How do you know he's... Then how would anyone know?
You would not know there was anything wrong with him unless he opened his mouth.
Well, then you had to go and tell everybody. Nice going.
Well, what? No, wait
a
minute.
Saying,
the lady.
Like I said, if you have that much time on your hands, you really need to be trying to help other people. With everything that's going on in the world today and the hurricanes and the war in Iraq, I mean, there's a lot of better things
Jackie,
that you can be doing with your time.
When I go to bed tonight,
I will pray for you that God saves your soul. Thank you.
Jackie, I was simply saying that your son, though he is disabled mentally, shows no outward manifestation of that. So why did you go and blow it by telling everybody? They probably thought he was normal. Nice going.
She hung up, okay?
Look, children are beautiful and they are God's creation. Why can't I take their photographs and enjoy them?
But this whole thing of wanting to have them sealed in your crypt. And what do you mean by crypt? Is that...
Well, that's the technical weather. We have a family mausoleum. In other words, it's a mausoleum in which there are places for seven of us. My father and mother are buried there. My older brother and older sister are there. So there's places for three more, myself and my two younger brothers.
What about your wife?
I don't choose to be buried with her. Thank you very much.
But with these scrapbooks of the kids?
Yes.
So you choose to be buried with a scrapbook full of photographs, but not your wife?
That's right. Are you going to make that some kind of a perverted thing, too? Oh, baby.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, see, that's an area that's illegal. We're back with Dr. Galen Hall. Dr. Hall, a retired president of the University of Renmont. That's illegal, isn't it?
Well, no, Phil, it wouldn't be illegal because, again, you have the black tape across the eyes of the girls. And so by putting these pictures, and what they are is embossed, and then they are sealed in the actual concrete of the mausoleum, the pictures would form a frame around the actual entryway to the mausoleum.
These are pictures of someone else's kid.
But the blacking out the eyes makes them anonymous.
So you've got pictures of the little girls around the entrance to this family mausoleum, but because the eyes are blacked out, you feel legally you're in the clear.
I think legally I am. Of course, I'd have to get the legal opinion, Phil, but I believe that legally it is certainly within my rights. Now, it may be unusual, but nonetheless, it's not pornographic, and I believe if I'm on legal terra firma, why, there's nothing wrong.
Dr. Hall is with us. He takes pictures of little girls. He feels he has the right to. He says they're not pornographic. He doesn't put them on the internet. He doesn't sell them. He keeps them in a scrapbook, which he wants to have sealed in his coffin with him when he dies. And the entryway to the family mausoleum he wants to decorate with the pictures of these kids. 1-800-449-8686. Raymond, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to ask Mr. Hall a question.
Yes, sir, it's Dr. Hall.
Yes, I understand that your wife has passed.
My wife passed on 2 years ago, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, is there a problem with you going out and get another wife? Or, I mean, what is the meaning of these little girls?
Well, this has nothing to do with my wife. This is a hobby. My wife and I had a marriage of convenience. My wife and I were not much interested in sex with each other. In fact, to that end, I am not gay. I am more just asexual. I've never been really interested in sex.
Yeah, but for you to collect little girls, and you said that you take pictures in shorts and bathing suits. I mean, as a father,
yes.
I have a six-year-old. And if I'm out at a football game and you're taking pictures of my daughter and I ask you, you know, why are you taking them or what you're using them for, I mean, I'm going
to
know.
Well, I'll simply say to you, I keep them in an album, and at some point, when I die, I want them to be sealed in a pit with me.
I mean, I understand that, but if you're doing that for
sealed
a hobby, but that sounds more perverted than anything.
Well, sir,
I
would submit to you what sounds perverted and what is, in fact, perverted may be two different things. Now, I can assure you there is nothing untoward about what I'm doing. I'm not using them for sexual purposes. I make collages of them. I decorate my refrigerator at home with them. I go to sleep at night looking at them.
You go to sleep at night looking at them.
See, that sounds like a problem right there.
Well, why is that a problem?
At little girls before you go to bed?
Well, sir, I don't use them for sexual purposes. I have no sexual interest. It's almost like a work of art. It's as if one looks at, a beautiful painting. One looks at a sunset, or perhaps one enjoys a meadow where caribou prance. I often take the cruise to Alaska. I love the caribou.
So these kids are a manifestation of nature.
Well, that's a good way of putting it, yes.
Okay,
but they're little
girls.
They're little girls, and they're not little boys.
Well, I think
I want to say this, and I'll let you go.
Certainly.
Like the last caller said, we have so much going on in the world right now. After all this hurricane tragedy, why not help out people with, you know, help out trash? I mean,
well, I could ask you the same question. Why is it that people who collect stamps aren't asked to go out and pick up garbage? They get to collect stamps. Why can't I collect pictures of little girls?
Oh, that's two totally different subjects.
Well, sir, I don't see how they are. The Philatelic Society enjoys a great deal of prestige, and yet an individual such as myself who collects photographs of young girls and puts them, yes, around his apartment, he's looked upon as some kind of a sexual deviant.
This would be totally different if you was collecting women of your own age. You said 5 to 10-year-old little girls.
That is correct, yes.
You know, I have to agree with the caller to a point. It's a little different from collecting stamps. You know, it's just...
Well, how is it different from collecting stamps? And how's it different from turning your radio up, even though the man told you to turn it down? See, these are the things that...
I'll do that. Don't worry about it. Thank you very much, Raymond. 1-800-449-8686. We'll go to Jackie here with Dr. Galen Hall from the University of Remnant. Jackie, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Hall. How are you doing tonight?
Very good, Jackie, although it is Dr. Hall.
Okay, Dr. Hall. My biggest thing was my concern. You're disgusting. I mean, I'm pretty sure you have grandchildren of your own and children also. I mean,
well, Jackie, how can you say to someone, how can you say to someone, how are you doing tonight? You're disgusting.
Because you're disgusting.
Well, then why even ask me how I'm doing? Obviously, you don't care.
Well, basically, like I said, you're disgusting, and I feel that you should be locked away and put in jail for that. You don't take pictures of people's kids.
You want me to be put in jail for something that isn't illegal.
That's not your kids to be taking pictures of either.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure, like the last caller said, if I'm at a football game and you're taking a picture of my daughter, what are you taking a picture of my daughter for? You're not putting it in the school magazine.
No, I'm not putting it in the school magazine.
Okay, you're using it for your own.
I'm laminating it. If you want to know what I'm doing with it, I'm laminating it, and I'm putting it into an album, and then I will either emboss it and put it on the refrigerator, or sometimes I'll put it in a collage under glass on my coffee table. Other times, I earmark it for one of the photos.
But that's sickening. That's sickening. You don't do those kind of things. That's not even your family. That's somebody else's kid.
Let me ask you a question, and I mean this sincerely. I'd like you to tell me specifically what's wrong with having a 5x8 foot collage of little girls on the ceiling of my bedroom.
Because it's not your family.
What?
It's somebody else's kid.
No.
Disgusting.
You don't
do those kind of things.
Wait a minute. What's perverted about that?
Well, I want to ask you. A 5x8 collage.
Yes.
On the ceiling of your bedroom.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Michael Jackson? Would you put 5x8 collages of Michael Jackson all over your house and look at him before you go to sleep at night?
I don't think so, because
I wouldn't do that either.
I'm glad you brought up.
He disgusts me.
I'm glad you brought up Michael Jackson because most people wanted to come to his defense. And what was he doing that was any different from me?
Well, let's hope that because that guy was accused of child molestation.
Well, and apparently he was innocent, isn't he?
Well, he was found not guilty, yes.
All right.
Okay, but your only situation that's different with you and him is that he was molesting and you're not, but you're still sickening and perverted.
Well, ma'am, you can call me all kinds of names, but you still can't
tell me
why it is. I can lay in bed at night. All right, I'm wearing my underwear. I guess that's bad. And I'm looking at a collage of 5-year-old girls on the ceiling of my house.
5-year-old girls?
Yes.
That's a baby.
Well, they're not naked.
Yeah, but you're sitting there in your underwear and you're doing what?
Yeah.
Look at you people trying to turn...
Looking at collages.
Looking at collages, yes.
In your underwear, now that's like me sitting looking at 5-year-old boys in my underwear having collages on top of my ceiling.
What's wrong with that? I see nothing wrong with that.
I'm a grown woman. What am I doing looking at 5, 10-year-old little boys? I can get somebody my own age.
Well, are you looking at them for sexual reasons? No. You're looking at them because you appreciate young boys and you happen to be only wearing underwear.
Wait a minute.
I don't even look at kids like that. So why would I look at...
There's nothing wrong with enjoying the beauty of youth. Oh, yeah, I'm just in my underwear. That's...
I can understandable. Yes, you can enjoy. Yes, you can enjoy the beauty of youth.
There you go.
I mean, in the way that you're doing it, that's sickening.
Well, Jackie, I would submit to you that you have a bigger problem than I do. You get easily
addicted.
You have a bigger problem than me.
I'm not laminating pictures and going to put it in my grave with me. I mean, yeah, I understand you was married to your wife for 3 years, and that's all fine and dandy. You made a promise to God that you were going to be with her.
Yes.
Instead of you being buried in your grave next to her, you want to have some kids laminated in the folder.
Ma'am, what I'm saying is this. My wife, I don't choose to be buried with. I choose.
Why is that? That's your wife. That's
because
why you made a promise to.
I choose instead to be buried with the laminated photographs of 5-year-old girls.
Because you want to be a pervert. That's why.
Ma'am, if I wanted to be a pervert, I'd be one, wouldn't I?
You already are. Too late for that now.
Well, now I want to ask a question, Dr. Hall. You've never had any kind of sexual
Certainly not, and I find this suggestion to be completely insulting.
Oh, crap, he's lying.
Well, then I think you're lying, laying there in your underwear looking at little boys on your ceiling.
I don't look at little boys on my ceiling.
You just said you did.
No, she did not.
No, I did not.
No, she did not.
That's just like me sitting in my underwear.
Didn't you say that you wanted to be...
By 5x8 photos of little boys...
Didn't you say you wanted to be
on the ceiling?
You said you wanted to be in your underwear looking at laminated pictures in your coffin.
I wanted to be in my underwear looking at a grown ass man with a 5x8 collage of my own age. How about that? But not little kids.
A man with a 5x8 what?
All right.
Boy, she's got a filthy mind.
The lady is trying to make a point to you. Thank you very much, Jackie. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Galen Hall, retired president of the University of Renmont here in Southern California. He's an how do you say that word? Academician? I forget. But anyway, he's really smart. A little bit of a problem because he has a hobby that's a bit weird. He likes to take pictures of little girls between the ages of 5 and 8, laminate them, put them in a collage in the ceiling of his bedroom. But he says he's not a pervert. He's never done anything with kids that's wrong. And he wants to take these photographs with him and seal them into his coffin with him when he dies. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The fact that President Bush lied.
Hold on for a minute. You know, when you start getting into that stuff, it really starts to tighten my jaws, Professor. You know, Dr. Galen Hall with us. Look, you're taking pictures of little girls. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. 5 to 10-year-old girls. The parents are looking at you, suspect. They want to know what's going to happen with these pictures.
Phil, to use your phrase, tightens your jaws, I'll tell you what tightens my jaws. When I take a perfectly good picture of a little 5 to 10-year-old girl that I want to take home and put into one of my albums, and a father walks up to me and presumes that he has the right to ask me what I'm going to do with it, well, he has no right. I'm going to take it home, laminate it, and do what I will with it, but I certainly am not going to do anything perverse.
Why did you make a point of saying you lay in bed at night in your underwear staring at a collage of 5-year-old girls on the ceiling?
Because sometimes I'm in my underwear. Well, I don't understand.
Well, you could have just said you lay in bed at night.
I lay in bed at night in my underwear. I don't want you to think I'm laying in bed in a full 3-piece suit. See, people have been calling me crazy. Now I say that I lay in bed, and they're going to call up and say, what are you, laying in bed in a plumber's jumpsuit? Are you laying in bed in a pair of overalls, or are you laying in bed the way most people lay in bed, either naked or with a very small pair of briefs? That's what I'm saying to you.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Lynn, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn.
I have a question for Dr. Hall.
Yes, dear.
Obviously, you're an educated gentleman with a hobby that some people find strange, and it may not be illegal.
That is correct.
What surprises me with a man that is educated the way you are and that works in a field that involves young people, that you don't have the respect for other people's privacy and that you would take pictures of children where the parents object. If the parents didn't object, I wouldn't have an issue with it. But if a parent ask you not to take a picture of a child, I think it really borders on invasion of privacy. And that you have a disrespect.
There's no invasion of privacy because you can't take a piece of black electrical tape and put it over the eyes.
No, you're taking a picture of someone and they've asked you not to do it.
But
it's
where
an
is
invasion
the
of someone's privacy.
How is it an invasion of privacy?
Because you're pointing
tape?
A camera at someone that doesn't want you to take their photo. No matter what you do with that photo, if they've asked you not to take the photo, you really don't have...
I don't think legally you're on very
solid
ground.
No, I didn't.
I think that the idea of invasion of privacy has to do with a strict violation of that law, which this is
doctor, not. I didn't suggest that it was illegal. There's a morality issue that you don't respect
people's
privacy.
But what if I use a telephoto lens, which is what I do most of the time, you see?
Hold on for a minute. I want to ask a question. The picture you took of the girl on Saturday, the father could see.
That is correct, yes. Usually I use a telephoto lens from a van.
From a van?
Yes, sir.
You're digging a hole for yourself, sir.
No, how am I digging a hole for myself?
Because you're everything you talk about sounds creepier and creepier.
Well,
and it may not be illegal, but
well,
doctor, the fact that you don't understand to comprehend, even though you're intelligent and educated, that you're a creep. creepy.
Well, ma'am, by the word creepy, I don't know that that's in any real collegiate dictionary, but let's just assume that it
you
means...
You know what?
Let's assume that it means
you
that
get
it bothers you.
You
bothering you.
Get it.
Well, it bothers you doesn't
no,
mean it's
I
wrong.
No, I think it bothers the majority of people. You
Lynn,
have disrespect
I'm
for
sure
other
there are
people's
many things that
right.
bother you. I'm sure there are many things that bother you. But I wouldn't
Dr.
presume
Hall,
to know what those things are.
Dr. Hall,
if I went
your
into your home,
grave.
If I was in your home and I looked at some of your personal habits, are you sure I wouldn't want to grab a towel over my mouth?
Dr. Hall,
all right,
you're taking photos of young children without the permission of their parents. And
I
when the parents ask
lens.
You
well, it's either
specifically
that or...
not to do it, and you do it anyway, you're showing disrespect for the child, for the parent. You're not showing respect. If I took a camera and stuck it in your face when you told me not to take your picture, then I'm showing disrespect for you.
Well, why would you do that?
But
all right, okay, hold on for a minute. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Shock and awe meets your radio dial. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, Lynn, are you there? Lynn, are you there? Wait a minute. Here's Lynn. Lynn, I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
You know, I
think
it would be interesting
to ask. I want
to
be buried in my underwear, Mr.
Hendry.
You want to be buried in your underwear?
You're listening public. If there's an attorney listening, whether it's legal to take photographs.
Oh, so you don't
of
know.
Children.
So you don't
or
know.
People
and you have to get
with
a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer, doctor.
Well, then why are you talking like one? Gotcha. 3 points.
No,
what
it's
a
not
swish.
A question.
Oh,
I'm talking as a
shot.
Citizen, and
that's
very three. Honestly...
We'll take time out with a score me one, you nothing.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.